Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Yud Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, where it says Omar Mar, Tifteh, Tifteh. And today's year is sponsored by Michael Tova Fruchter, Lila Nishmas, from David Mayer, Ben Harf Shmuel. So, Omar Mar, we just said yesterday, Tifteh, Tifteh, which meant double Lashon Tifteh, Tifteh, Tifteh Miyad, Tifteh Kol Shehu. You can redeem right away. You don't have to wait 30 days to buy a human. Right away. And Tifteh Kol Shehu, even any amount. So Pshita. That's obvious. Why is it obvious? Why is it obvious? Why not? So Itzruch, Sogadad, what? Right. Sogadad, I mean, I would have thought, however, Itzkis Lubachar Adam, well, maybe make a hackish to human. Ma Bachar Adam, Achash Shloshim, the Chomish, after 30 days and 5 shekel. Hi Nami Akar Shloshim Bakamish. So to hear after 30 and 5 shekels, Kamash Malon, Tifteh Miyad, Tifteh Kol Shehu. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Ein Pidia Bakusim Shekel. You have to, the value of the redemption of a pet, a chamar, has to be worth at least a shekel. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mimanasha, when shekel come from? Why shekel? E makis lebachor adam. Chamesh Levoy, if you're comparing it to a human, which you are not, then if you are, then you need 5, right? Any low makish, shekel manolis. Where'd shekel come from? Why shekel? Right? 5, I understand. Where'd shekel come from? So where's low makish? No, there's no heckish. You know why you came with shekel? I'll tell you why. Amar Rava, Amar Krot says, V'chol erkecha yiyeh b'shekel ha-kodesh. Right? Every erech, has a shekel. Call erechid at the ma'irich. Anytime you're going to do this redemption, lo yeh pechusim yishekel. Has to be at least a shekel's worth. For Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say, Hahu, that pasuk is behesig yad ktiv. That pasuk is by erechid. By erechid, such a rule like that. That the minimum die has to be at least a shekel. That has nothing to do with petach hamar. Nothing at all. So the question remains, why shekel? That's what he held. Now, Amar Yosef, halacha kechachamim, halacha lechachamim, that what? That you can do it with anything, and it doesn't have to even be worth a shekel, right? The seh can be worth anything. It doesn't have to be worth a shekel. The kama, how much does it have to be worth? Right? Amar Yosef, afilu pazruta bardanka, even a sixth of a zud, depends on how small amount that is, a sixth of a zud. Amar Rava, Af anan nami tanina, God of the kata, big or small. So pshita, obvious, the sheet could be bigger. Now the same, I would have thought, kule high, low.
So small? Six of a zuz? That's so cheap.
Inami or pazruto low,
at least not worth that.
Kamash malon, even that little. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia had a petach hamar. Shadrei. Shadre lekame de Rav Tarfon. He sent it to Rav Tarfon. How did it translate the word Shadre in our soul? He says what?
Question.
Oh, it can't be he sent this to the donkey. Why are you sending the donkey? What do you have to look at the donkey for? It must be he sent the Shiloh. Right? Shadre means he sent the Shiloh. It can't be he sent the donkey. Why are you sending a donkey? What do you have to examine? Right? Well, is the chick going to examine if it's a trafe or not? It's nothing to examine. The shaila is, how much can I redeem it for? So it must be, it can't be he sent it. He must be sent the question. Shadrei the Rav Tarfon. He sent it to Rav Tarfon. Now this can't be, Rav Yehuda Nesia lived way after Rav Tarfon. It must be either the family of Yehuda Nesia, like the family of the Nesia.
He sent the question regarding it.
Right, not it. Shadrei means it. So that's why Arshul said that. He sent the shaila. Okay. Anyway, Amalei, comma, Beina Lemesa Lekoin. How much you have to give to a Kohen? Amalei, well, Hari Amru, Ayin Yaf Betzela. In Ayin Yaf, a generous person will give a Tzela. Sells 4 zuz. Ayin Ra, a bad, you know, stingy person, Beshekel. A shekel is 2 zuz. We said you can give a sixth of a zuz. Right? And Beinan is a regular person, Baragia will give a Ragia. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Baragia. The Hilchasa like a Ragia. We just said a minute ago, Hilchasa Kol Shehu. The Gemara's going to ask that question. Kama, how much is that? Slots and Zuzi, a rav is three. So we said a generous person gives four. A stingy person gives two. And an average person gives three.
How's that going to do a shekel? What's a shekel going to do?
A shekel is two zuz. So we're telling you to give a shekel plus another zuz. That's the average. Ragel haka, ragel haka. That's what's called raja. Oh, a little bit over here, a little bit over there. Right? It's a little bit stingy and a little bit generous. Giving three, giving the middle one. But that's because the Torah we had. The Torah said, so to make it, right, of course the donkey's worth more. No question about it. That doesn't have nothing to do with anything. We're going to get to that a little bit today and tomorrow. Anyway, kasha hilchasa hilchasa. It's a kasha anyway. Because what's the story? We just started off the daf by saying hilchasa, the chachamim is kol shehu. Now you're telling me it's got to be two shekel at least? Right? A shekel is two zuz. So we said it can give even a sixth of one zuz. Now we're saying two zuz? And tuzas means you're a stingy person? So Gemara says, lo kasha, not a kasha. Khan, when Ravit said over here, I'm sorry, the ragya, when we said the ragya, the halacha, that babalimla. If you come to ask a shayla, what should I do? We're going to tell you, give three. Khan, when we said the halacha is even anything, even one sixth, is ba'osame atmo. He did it already. Right? Rashi said, Bardanka, you gave a six. Bardanka means you gave a six. Lo kaifin on late tvei. We don't force you more. But since you gave a six, if you come to ask, what should I do? We'll tell you, give three. You give three. But you gave a six, and now you come to ask, did I do the right thing? We're not going to say no. Right?
One sixth.
But you shouldn't give three shekel. You should give three zuz. Right. You gave a sixth of a zuz. So you come to the rabbi, my good guy, gave a sixth of a... Well, you don't have to do it over. Right?
And your lamb was only worth one sixth.
Right. So is it, did you accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish? The answer is yes. So the Rav Chaim has a kasha. What kind of funny lashon ba'osim me'atmo? But osim atmo. It should have said b'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's good. I mean, but osim atmo. What a funny lesson that is. But osim atmo. How else do you do it? You did it. You should have said but osim b'di'evet. You did it already. Now you want to know? They got to do it again. He says, by the way, once you do it, how are we doing it? No such thing like that in the Torah. You already redeemed it, right? So the Torah said
redemption may not be good.
What? Then you have to do the whole thing over.
Maybe.
What does Rashi mean when he says kaifin and lay tfei?
That's what he's telling you.
Kaifin should say kaifin and lay again. Not tfei. Tfei means more. Your redemption is good, that kick in some more. What kind of thing is that? Either it's good or it's not a halfway thing. I partially redeemed it until I come up with some more money. It doesn't work like that. So the whole thing is such a strange lesson. He should have said bidi evet. Bidi evet is good.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to get nasty on it? No, you're not. You're too cheap. But you did it. That's what it should say.
It's built in already, that's not the same value.
Right. So now they're asking Shiloh. So what's the story? Say if you come to the rabbi, L'chassila, the rabbi will tell you, give three zuz. You're really cheapo, give two. One sixth? Unheard of. But if you did one sixth, it's good. That's a funny lesson over here.
It's not likely that a seh is worth that.
No, Rashi says, the standard price of a seh was one sixth of a zuz. Yes, Rashi says. Katan she'eno shava. One second. There was a Rashi that said that.
Yeah.
Forgot. He said it somewhere. By that katan she'eno shava elam shushtus dinar. Right. By danka, it's only worth a sixth. I think someone said that was a normal price. It was a normal price for a cheap lamb. Normal price. Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Shlokish. Mishi Yeshlo Petach Amor, the Elo Seh. What if somebody has a Petach Amor, but they don't have a Seh? They don't have a Seh. What are they going to do? Right? So, Livdoso Bipuduyo Bishvuyo. They redeem it with the value. The question is, with the value of what? Right? With the value of what? The value of the Chamor. Now, Torah gives you a way out. You can give a sheep. As we just said a minute ago, a sheep is far less than a donkey. What if you don't have any sheep? So now I've got to give. Now I have to give. I have a lot of iPods. I'll give iPods instead. I have to give the value iPods equal the value of a donkey. Not the value of a sheep.
Why not the sheep?
Because it's only a sheep.
An iPod has depreciation value.
Right? So everything has depreciation. No, everything has depreciation value. Everything has depreciation
value.
Sure it does. You want to buy a 100-year-old donkey? Nobody wants that.
A 100-year-old donkey you're not going to buy.
Right? So we're going to have a case of a 100-year-old donkey in a few minutes. Don't worry. Don't worry. Not the value of a sheep. Laman, who said this? Elema Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, he said, Hakpeda Allah Torah Beset. You can't even do this. You have to give a set. You don't have a set. Go get one. Ella, L'Rabbi Shimon, it must be, it's from Shimon, right? Ravacha Masni Hacha Ravina Kashale. Right? So that's what he said. Now he had a kash on that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lachim Rabbi Yehuda. We always pass along Rabbi Yehuda. Ustam Lon Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Vata Maracha, Lachim Rabbi Shimon. We always say, Allah is like a Yehuda. Now you pipe up asking Kashas to call. We don't want from Shimon. The Gemara says, I feel to him, Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo ye chamor min a hektish. Right? Chamor is not hektish. What's the din? A guy has a donkey, he has to a firstborn donkey, he has to redeem it with a seth. Why did the Torah say a seth? To make your life harder or to make your life easier? To make your life easier. I mean, it's a kula. Using a set is a kula. Now that you don't have one, now it's throwing on you a chumrah? Now what? You have to get the value of the donkey? What do you mean? I can get away with it with a set. That's torture. Lomer Torah but set, lahachmir alav, el lahakil alav. Right? The whole thing is to be a kula. It's not a chumrah on you. And not only that, Rabbi Nachman, therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, I can get a set. If I don't have a set, and I want to use iPods, I'm going to have to use the value of the donkey. Why? Because I'm going out of my way not to do the easy way out. You want to do it harder? So I'm going to make it harder on you. You want to do it easier? Do it easier. And now that, Ramachim Beredu of Yosef, Parakle Beshilki Beshvayav. He used to redeem it with grass. Some kind of, what's Shilki? Grass? What?
Cook greens.
How much were the cook greens worth? They're worth the value of the donkey. Ah, why? Because you went out of your way to go to sell the greens and buy it cheap, so much cheaper. You don't want to do it that way? Yeah, then you have to get the value of the donkey. Otherwise, go right ahead and give it that.
There's no time for you. How much time do you have to do this?
So we said, there's no time. There's no time frame. Yeah. So whatever you want.
Why would you use the greens to buy a set as opposed to buy a
donkey? I don't know. Maybe there's no sets in this town. You could, look, there's a shortage, whatever. Huh?
It's a seller's town.
There's no sets over here. What's supposed to do? Umr Shizvi, Umr Vuna. Listen to this one. Hapo de Petah Chamor Shel Chavero. Why would anyone do this? I walk into Mutti's pen. I take his firstborn donkey, and I redeem it for him. Right? What does that mean, I redeem it for him? I gave a set to a Kohen, on behalf of Mutti. Right? Now, who owns the donkey? There are two choices. Either me, or Mutti. Right? Now, Tosva says...
You stole it.
No, I didn't steal it.
You
anyway had to redeem it. I gave the set on your behalf. 1 second. We're going to get to the stealing in a minute. So, no, he didn't make me a shliach. He did not make me a shliach. Tosfos says, what about when it comes to truma? Can I go into your field and be makers truma for you? The answer is no. No, why not?
If there's anybody truma, you have to do it yourself.
If there's anybody truma, no, you don't do it yourself. You can appoint a shliach, but you have to know you appointed a shliach. Right, but you're going to do it anyway. So I'm saving you. You're away for a month, and the coin's starving. So listen, I'll go into the guy's house. I'll give the truma. Anyway, he has to give truma. I'll give the stingy truma. Still, right? The answer is it doesn't work. Why not? Because he didn't make me a shliach. Oh, so that's Tosfos. That's
not,
only
it's not
Tosfos. Exactly. So that's Tosfos. That's only by truma because it's psukim. But come on, there's no rule like that. So it's a story. So Ibailu Pidyona Lapoda? Oh, deal with Pidyona Lapoda. So who gets the donkey now? Ali b'derb Shimon loti bayalach. According to Shimon, it's no shaila. Why? Kiva da amar mutter b'hanah. Since he held that the donkey is always with the Bahana, Mamon Bailam who? It's Mamon Bailam, no shayla about that. Says Rashi, V'lo Matzi Kohen Lizvune Lahai Poder. You can't sell it, I'm not sure what that means, but the second pair of Rashi. Upidyono Padui Lebailam. The redemption belongs to the owner. The Zeh and this guy who walked into the other person's property to try to redeem it. Hiniach ma'otav al keren hatzvi. It's like you put your money on the horn of a deer, meaning he's going to run away and you're never going to get it back. In other words, you took your money and you flushed it down the toilet. Why? Because you don't get anything out of it. What do you do? You did him a tova. I'll give the set. You thought you're going to keep the donkey that way. You don't get the donkey. It belongs to the owner still. What'd you do? You lost your money. In other words, don't think you're going to gain anything. Because it's stealing. Kiti Baila Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. The whole shayla can even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tamar Asar Bahana. He says Asar Bahana. So Lehektish Medamila. Do we compare this to Hektish? For Rachmana Omar Benatan Akesef Kamlo. Let's say you have a carbon and the carbon got a mum. Got a mum. So what do you do with that carbon? You redeem it for another one. And what happens to the one, the carbon with the mum? That becomes cool in that. What if I did that for you? What if I did that for you? You had a carbon, you donated an animal, got a mum. You waited to have money now to buy another one. And I do that. I might get that mum animal. Right? Kivin de Carnile. Oh, Dilma, no. Kivin de Carnile, Dainy Dainy. Right? Here, the Bala Chamor gets the difference in value between the donkey and the set. In other words, the owner has to give a set. What did he get in return? He gets the donkey back. So let's say the set, let's say the donkey goes to $100. Set's worth $50. So the owner gains $50. Right? The owner just gained $50. They didn't really gain $50.
That's the way it is.
So, low donkey lehektis, hektis doesn't work like that at all. Right? Amr of Nachman Tashma, Hagone Petach Hamor Shal Chaveiro, if I steal your Petach Hamor, I have to pay double to the owner. Even though it doesn't really belong to the owner right now. Why not? Because he's going to have to redeem it soon. Right? One second. I have a donkey. Firstborn donkey. You go ahead and steal it. How much you have to pay me? Double. Why? After all, it's not really yours till you do the redemption.
So it's yours.
So the answer is, Yesholacha Mikad. It's going to stay mine. As soon as I do the redemption, it's going to be mine. Now, Mani, who said this story? Elam of Shimon. Am I Ein Lo Achshav? What do you mean it's not yours net yet? Of course it is. He holds his Mutabana. So of course it's mine all along. El of Shizah Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And what did he say? You pay double. To who? To the owner. You know, if you steal Hektish, you don't pay double. There's no kefa by Hektish. Why? It's a derech hakasuv. So obviously this is not a Hektish at all. Therefore, it belongs to the owner, even if you hold it, no hana. It's too low meeting. Nothing more to say about this. That's the story. Okay? Next. What? It's too low meeting. Nothing more to say.
I think
the guy
goes to redeem the donkey on his own.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy's waiting his whole life to make this thing. He's
had
the fanciest
fair
and
the biggest. What? Tetzachamar?
Yeah, and then the guy
comes
and
does it. It's a taking away his whole. Taking away his mitzvah. Separate
mitzvah.
Took away his mitzvah.
His moment in the sun. How much
is he owing for Tetzachamar? By the way, they once had a picture in the Hamadiyah of Tetzachamar.
Yeah.
It's a big dole holding up a sheep. Very cool.
It's a big deal.
What? It goes through a coin. It's no kedusha. That's no kedusha. Right? No kedusha. They're just all they're doing is transferring. Right? That's all they're doing. But you see these guys with long white beard holding sheep.
They have them once in a while. You see the miser.
Yeah, you see that once in a while. Okay, next. Echad bichra v'echad lo bichra. Right? We're not going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the following issue. We said that you could have to pay miser. You could have to pay Maiser Behema. That's what the Mishnah said. Remember the Mishnah said that? There could be a way to go, how is that possible? Ketzad Amru Nichnas Lazir Lehitz Aser. How is it possible that the donkey goes into your that the sheep goes into your pen and you have to give meiser now. Right, what's meiser? Every 10 sheep you give one to as a carbon. How could that be possible? It can't be where the Kohen has it. Somebody gave the Kohen. The Kohen has 10 sheep. Why? Because 10 people gave their sheep to him for Pesach Hamor. That can't be the case. Why not? Shaninu halokeach v'shanitim lo b'matana patur b'maaseh behemah. If you buy animals, or they're given to you as a present, there's no dinner maaseh behemah. That can't be the case. Why? Because the Kohen has no chiyuv in giving maaseh behemah in this case. Why? It's all present. He didn't raise, maaseh behemah is only if you raise the animal. He didn't, tax free, right, what? Yeah. 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 In terms of matanas, I don't know. The point is, he didn't raise it. He didn't raise the sheep. It was given to him. So there's no din of ma'aser. That can't be the case. Ella, what's the case? Be Yisrael. We're talking about a regular Yisrael. Shehayelo et asara safek petra kamor beso beso. He has 10 safeks in his house. Why? Because he had 10 times there was a donkey that gave birth to a boy and a girl, and he doesn't know which one was first. Right? He has 10 safeks. So what do you do, he said? What do you do? You makrish them, because you have to remove the iser from the donkey, but you keep the bench sheep for yourself. Why? Hamotzi mechavei all of a raya. The Kohen to prove the male was born first, but gladly give him the sheep. He's never going to prove that. So you have to makrish it for purposes of removing the iser. We had this already. And keep it for yourself. So you have 10 of those. What? You can do whatever you want with it, except you got to give ma'aser behemah now. Every 10. That's all. That's a very simple case. What? Come on, to answer that question. Shemachr Jalei Asara, 10 Umayserin Behem Shalom. You have 10 sheep. Give one for Maiser, and the rest you keep. Messiah Lei of Nachman, the Amr of Nachman, Amr Abba Avua, Yisrael Shalei Lo Asara, Asari Pinta Chamor. So it's on 10 suffix. Machr Jaleihen Asara, so be Machr 10. Sen, 10 Seh. The Umayserin, you give Maiser for one of them. Behem Shalom, and the other 9 are yours. Okay? What was your question? Right, so the chiddush was that maybe that maybe these are putter. You have to think what the chiddush was. He has a very difficult case. What do you mean putter? They're not putter. The chayvin. That's what he just asked. I thought maybe someone said itzer chal. Itzer. I don't remember why. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay, ready for the following case? You have a man who is a Yisrael. He has a grandson who's a Kohen. How is his grandson a Kohen? It's very simple. His daughter married a Kohen. So his grandson's a Kohen. He's a Yisrael. His grandson's a Kohen. That guy's grandson is a Yisrael again. How? His daughter married a Yisrael. So you have Yisrael, Kohen, Yisrael, but there are 5 generations. The Yisrael, skip the middle generation, because that son's the Yisrael. He has a daughter. The daughter marries a Kohen. The grandson's a Kohen. Skip the next generation. Now that grandson's the Yisrael. The Yisrael, Kohen, Yisrael. The donkey is born by the first Yisrael, by the old Zeta. That's where the Yisrael is. That's where the donkey's born. First Yisrael, only one Kohen, only the middle one's a Kohen. Yisrael, Kohen, Yisrael. The donkey's born, this is very hard. The donkey's born by the first generation. Okay? Now, the Gemara is asking it from the perspective of the great-great-grandson, the third guy. What's the story with him? What's the question? What's the answer? Here we go. Amar of Nachan Arab Avu, Yisrael, Yabi Yisrael, Shehayilo Asara Pitri Chamor. He has 10 donkeys. Right? Vadoyim. They're vadai v'chaz. No shayla. Besoch beso. Shenaflu v'beis abi imo kohen. He got them from his grandfather, who was a kohen. Where did he get them from? He got them, but also abi imo kohen, that grandfather, no snulo v'beis abi imo yisrael. He got them from his grandfather, who's a yisrael. How old are these donkeys?
These are pretty old donkeys.
Right? You hear what I'm saying?
No.
So that's, you hear the story?
No.
Now, the halacha is, The halacha is, and then you'll know what's going on. The halacha is, donkeys born by Israel, scratch that. Donkeys born by a Kohen, there is no din of Petach Hamor. They're potter. Just like there's no pidyon ben by a Kohen, right? There's no Petach Hamor by a Kohen. Good. But that's not where they were born. They were born by the old Israel.
Right.
He died, yarshed it, like there's no one in the middle who's alive. There's no children that are alive, so the grandson inherited it. One second.
He said that it fell through to the inheritance to grandfather who was a Kohen. It was the grandfather's a Kohen.
Correct.
That's the second half.
There's three generations here. There's Yisrael, Kohen, Yisrael. Yisrael, the Kohen's his grandson, the Yisrael's his grandson. It's five generations. It's two in the middle. I said that. We're only talking about... No, Chase didn't change.
Right, so you're talking the second to the third?
No, we're talking about the third guy, the bottom guy.
The bottom guy inherited
donkeys from his grandfather, who inherited them from his grandfather.
Okay.
They were born by the old grandfather, who was a Yisrael. Therefore, and they're Vadai. Therefore, Petach Hamor applies. Petach Hamor applies. Okay?
The question you're answering is once it yarshens through the middle.
What?
Once it goes through the middle, does the yarshening change the
status?
Correct. Does it change the status? The answer is going to be no. However, Mafrish al. One second. So. One second. There's another quirk. The quirk is that. Now, when this Kohen, when the grandson, the first grandson inherited them, did he have to be posed to them?
No.
Absolutely he did. Why?
No, it's Kohen.
But they were born by his grandfather,
right.
Who was Israel.
Okay, now.
You hear?
Right,
so did he have to give them to, did he have to be posed to them? Yes. Did he have to give them to a different Kohen?
Mm-hmm.
He could keep them himself.
Yes.
Now that the grandson inherited them from his grandfather, he could also keep them for himself. Because he's inheriting them on the power of his grandfather, who was a Kohen, who didn't have to be mafresh them and given, who didn't have to give to a different Kohen,
who acquired them for himself.
The halacha is if you're a Kohen, and I have to be mafresh Petach Hamor, I can give them myself.
Yeah.
Same thing with Truma. We're gonna have the next thing to be Truma.
Why would you think otherwise?
You have to do the act.
You have to be mafresh them and keep them.
Why would you think otherwise?
One second, we'll get to that. So here we go. You ready?
Interesting intro line.
So.
Oh, really?
Nafluv it. Okay, so mafresh alei rasaras seh. You mafresh ten seh. Because you have to do that. You have to do Petach Hamor. Why? Because they're vadai. Ooh, maizer behein shalo. You have to give maizer for one of them. Why do you have to give maizer for one of them?
Because
you just acquired 10 new ones. And you can keep the other 9. Behein shalo, they're yours.
Sure.
Right?
Well, I don't see that question.
Well, you don't even know what the chiddush is. To you, there's no chiddush here at all.
I don't see the question, though.
There's no question.
No. Why are you mindful anything? Once the middle guy already, he keeps it for himself.
Why you being... No, but even I think even the Kohen has to give Meister.
It's to be
Meister. Meister Behemoth.
To who?
He can keep it himself.
But
the third guy's the Yisrael.
But it's three chain status.
Exactly. That's all the chiddush is.
So if you might do what you do.
You're gonna see in a minute what the chiddush is. You're gonna see in 1 minute what the chiddush is.
You have paid that
to now.
You pay tax yourself.
Huh?
You pay the tax yourself.
If I pay tax on the money that I earned and then I what's the who you're gonna pay tax on?
Yeah, so why
the money to us?
Why would you assume he did otherwise?
Well, if you see it in 2 minutes, whether or not. That was the exact same case, instead of mice or behemoth and behemoth and chamar, it's gonna be truma. But Amar, Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Rabua, same exact case. Yisrael, you have Yisrael, he's the third guy in the bottom. Shehayulo Tevalim, he had Tevel, Mimu Rachin, it's already been smooth, so it's already Chayiv. Betzoch Beito, in his house. Shenaflu, Yibet Abi Imo Kohen, he got it from his grandfather, who was a Kohen. But also, Abi Imo Kohen, Naflo Lo, Yibet Abi Imo Yisrael, he got it from his grandfather, who was a Yisrael. So again, all took place by the Yisrael. Maisrin, you can give Meiser, the Hain Shalom, you can keep it. The bottom guy. Oh, so he's not allowed to eat it.
Because
it's Truma. He has to give it to Yisrael. Rashi points that out. He can't. He can tell it, but he can't eat it. Doesn't have to be mafresh it. He's mafresh it to himself. He can't eat it because he's. How's he mafresh it to himself?
Right.
The answer is because it comes from the power of his grandfather. So his quirk is he can't eat it over here because it's taka matruma. He has to give it to. He has to sell it to someone else. He's allowed to sell. He doesn't have to give it. He's allowed to sell it and make money. Okay, it's the exact same case. It's the exact same case. Petach Hamar and Truma. And Tzricha. Both are necessary. Tiyashmi Inon Kamaisa. Had it only had the hate case of Petach Hamar, Mishum Dekom Mafresh Vekoi. What does Mafresh Vekoi mean? Two different bodies. I have Sez, I have Hamar. They're two different entities, right? They're two different entities. And I could say I inherited donkeys, and I inherited Sez. So to make this transfer, wonderful. Aval Hacha, Matanos, Shlohormu, Kimi Shlohorma Damian. But wait a minute. When I inherited all this wheat, there was never Truma given off. Truma was not taken off. Right? And we don't say that it's as if they're given off. We don't say that. So what happened? I inherited a pile of Truma. Why am I not giving Truma? Amalo, I would have said, I can't do this. I can't do this. Why am I talking to you giving Truma? Because of my grandfather? Can I answer with that? Right? The answer is no. I'm in his power. So it's like a Kohen can be mafresh Truma and keep it for himself. The Yisrael, the grandson, the inheritor, can do the exact same thing. But there's a court, he can't eat it. Because it's not a Truma, so he can sell it. The Ashmin and Hacha, had I only had the second case, I would have said, the Efshala Suri Mineyu Bey Dahmana. I can do Truma right now. I can be mafresh Truma right now. Why? Because the pile's right here. All I need to be mafresh Truma is this pile of wheat. That's all I need to do. Avol Hasam Kiva Desema Alma Bai. Here, but in the case of Petach Hamar, I need a set. I need another criteria here. I need a set to come into the picture. I need a set to walk into my room. In order to be mafresh, in order to exchange the donkey, I need a set here. Umafresh Vikoi, aim low. Maybe I would say for some reason. Just because I inherited a donkey from my grandfather, why would that, but does that need a set from left field? So maybe that doesn't work. Kamashwan, it does work. And since I inherited the set, the donkey from my grandfather, who, there is no din of Petach Hamar, I have the same thing. I have no din of Petach Hamar, but I got to be mafresh it because they were born by my other grandfather, who was Yisrael. Okay? It was hard. That was hard. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nathan, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Halokeach, now we're going to get to a whole other topic now. I'm not sure I understand flow. This is very also not easy gemara here. Halokeach tevalim mimurachin min ha'ovid kochavim. If I buy, I walk into a goy, and I buy his miser. I don't buy his miser. I buy his tevel. I am miserin. I have to give miser. Why do I have to give miser? The ain't shalom, but then I can keep it. Now I can't eat it because I'm Yisrael. So I have to sell it. Okay?
Why is
the goy higher than tevel? No, the goy's not higher than tevel. I walk into a goy store, I say, where'd that wheat come from? Oh, I own a field in Haifa. I just plowed a heart. Here it is. Well, I'll buy that. Smert is wrong. So I bought. We're going to get into the question of a goy that even works. So I have now tevel. I have to give miser. I have to be mafreshit, but I don't have to give it out. I can keep it.
Why?
1 second. Why? It's a good question. Why? Okay.
What?
You have to sell to a coin and make money. They're truly not allowed to sell. You have to give it. Now.
Why
so we're going to flesh it out. Demarchin human. Who made this into a pile? How'd that happen? Who made it into a pile? Who made the chiv of truma begin? Ilema demarchin ovi kochavim. If a guy did it, there's no shayla. The gun ha amarachmana, below dagan ovi kochav. Only applies by Jewish dagan, not by Goyish dagan. There's no shayla. Ella rather, demarchinu Yisrael mirshut ovi kochavim. No, what happened was, a Jew did it with the guy's understanding, with the guy's acquiescence. How's that possible? Said Rashi, shahay Yisrael oris. The Yisrael was a sharecropper. The karka shalav to chavahayu. But it was the guy's karka. He's working for the guy. He works for a guy. So we start off by saying, if somebody buys tevua from a guy, then the whole case is different now. Now we're talking about an arbit. He works for a guy. Right? He works for the guy. So, the ain, where am I up to? So 1 second. So then, Ma'aisran, Ma'aisran, the Aris has to give off Ma'aisr, right? Why is the Aris giving off Ma'aisr? Why? The Ain Kidin Ovik Chav Be'erzal Kiyami Deyad Ma'aisr. Because just because the goy owns the land is irrelevant. It doesn't change the rules of Ma'aisr, right? According to this Mandamar. Behein Shalal, so why could the Aris keep it? Why does he have to give the mice to a coin? Why does he have to give the Jews to a coin? Damalei, kasidim mikoch gavur delamatis ishtoi behadei, dina behadei. Because you, I'm come standing in the place of somebody who you have no taina against. In other words, would not work. Right. Right. So, was a machlokes about that? Was a machlokes? It might be different because bizman hazeh, everyone agrees. 99% of postim agree that Shmita is Derabbanan. So this loophole might work better on a Derabbanan. But yeah, it's a Shaila. No question about it. It's a Shaila. What? What do you mean? Just the opposite. You're saving people's parnassah. It's the opposite. It goes both ways. Anyway, what's the Aris saying? Yeah, it was Matas Truma. Why? Because it's really true. Terrible Israel. But you would never get it anyway. Why would you never get it anyway? The guy's not giving you Truma. The guy's not giving you Truma. I have a big tzaddik. I'm taking off Truma. I don't have to give it to you, though. I can tell it to you. You hear this? What? But the guy's the owner. What do you want? The guy's the owner. Right. So what's going on here? Oh, the guy owns that land. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Over where? Where is this Mishnah? Bikurim somewhere? Demai. Hamaskin Peros of Eitel Akusi, the Eitel Amaret. Let's say I leave my Tavua by Akusi or by an Amaret. I leave it in a yard. Because Kasan Lamaitse Ulashvias. When I come back, I can assume that it's the same exact Tavua. They didn't change it. They didn't say, okay, I'll take it and I'll replace it later. And they're replacing it with stuff that has Meisr or Shmik stuff or Usher stuff. We don't assume that. We don't assume that. Most people. Eitel Ovik HaChavim, but if you leave it by a guy, then Kipei Rosa. Then we'll view the payros as if they're the guys. Why? Because Glenn don't care about it. They don't know anything about it. Rav Shimon Omer, Demai. Rav Shimon says, we're going to treat it as Demai. What's Demai? Demai is a suffix. Right? So what do we say about that? What's the halakha by Demai? You have to give off Truma, but nothing else. Rashi says over here, this Demai is different than every other Demai. Because here, by the every other Demai, we assume that the Truma was given off. Why was Truma given off? Everybody gives Truma. Here, the guy didn't give anything. Okay? Amar Balazar, Lehafrish, no, to be Makrish, Kuli Amalo Pligi. Everybody holds you have to be Makrish. Why? Even Rav Shimon, who said, right, that there's a suffix over here, if it's Demai, nevertheless, you have to be Makrish, Trumas Maitre also. Keep Pligi, what's the whole Machlokas? Keep Pligi, Litanen Lekoin. They have to give it to a coin? Tanakama Savar, Vadechal Finhu, Uboi, Masninu. There's no Shiloh that they replaced it. And therefore, you have to give it to a Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Demai, it's a suffix, I don't have to. Now, good? So far, so good? Yosef Rav Dibi, Vikamala Hashmaita. Rav Dibi told over this Dvart. Amalei Abaya, Time of the Metafkalon, I Chalfinu, I Lo Chalfinu. The whole reason why he doesn't have to give up the Demai is because it's a suffix. Point of shame, it's a suffix. Ha Bade Chalfinu, what if it's a Bade? What if he had a video camera and you saw him replace it? You're going to have to give him, right? The Kuli Amal Boy Lamazvin Lakoi. That everyone's going to have to give it to. That everyone would agree, right? Aye. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Halakech, Tavolim, and Ovikachavim, Memrachim, Maisim, Tehain Shalom. Didn't we start off by saying that in the case of the Aris, you don't have to give it? Why not? Why don't you have to give it now? Why don't you have to give it? Because the guy owns it, so what? In the case of the Demai, you drop it off in his yard, you have to give it again. The Gemara answers, Dilma, Kan, Betruma Gedola, the Kan, Trumas Meiser. Right? When we said the Tanakhama of Shimon, that's by Truma Gedola. Or Rabbi Chanina was talking about Trumas Meiser. Amalei, you're right. As Kirasim Milsa, you reminded me, it's over Yeshua ben Levi. Menayin Lokech, Tavolim, Mimrachim, and Ovid Kachav, and Shupatim, and Trumas Meiser. How do I know that if I buy Tvua from a Goy, that I'm puttering Trumas Meiser? Shinemar. Zel Halavi, Zav, Vadalim, Ki, Zinikum, and Bnei Yisrael. Tavolim, Tzad, Lokech, and Bnei Yisrael, and Mavish, and Trumas Meiser, and Nisal, and Kohen. Tavolim, Tzad, Lokech, and Ovid Kachavim, but if it's from a Goy, Yat, and Mavish, and Trumas Meiser, and Nisal, and Kohen. So that's the difference. By Truma Gedola, you have to. Truma Smaisi, you don't have to. Why don't you have to? Because it's a pasuk. So should we finish the two dots? Do you have another minute? Now we said, V'meis Nenbo. We said if the sheep died, the Kohen gets the sheep. The Kohen can have the Hana from the sheep. So the Gemara asks, D'meis Hecha, where did it die? Elam of D'meis Be Kohen. If it died, the Kohen's proper. You already gave it to the Kohen, and now it died. So is there a Shiloh? The Hanana Bokoi Pshita. Mamona Zidehu, it's his. Ella, Demes Be Bailim. It died by the Baal. The Nana Bokoi, Hanani Pshita. Why? Because the Gemara assumes you already gave it to the Kohen. He just didn't come to pick it up. So now it died. Now who owns that wool? Of course the Kohen owns it. It's his. So the Maaz is talking to the Chavina, I would have thought. Kal Kamadalo Matal Liyada. Lo Zacha Be. As long as it didn't reach his hand to mamish, he doesn't own it. Kamash malan, the meidah the afreshe pursues the kohen kai. Once you mafresh it, it belongs to the kohen already. All right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Tomorrow's Shabbat. It's Sunday. In Mirat Hashem, we finish the parak. We'll finish the parak and we'll resume. Everyone have a very good day and a very good Shabbat.